The rishis made every aspect of the afterlife a choice. What you choose becomes real. What you don't choose becomes unreal. But this sounds baffling. Does reincarnation take place, or doesn't it? Child psychologists are aware that there's a critical period, usually between infancy and 8 to 10 years old, when some children seem to remember prior lifetimes. In a recent highly publicized example, a boy became obsessed with fighter planes from World War II. He wanted to visit airfields to see them. He cut out pictures of them, and when he ran across a book about the fierce air battle off Iwo Jima in the waning days of the war in the Pacific, he announced to his parents that he had died then. Startled as his parents were by the boy's absolute conviction, they assumed that he was exercising his imagination, until the boy crossed a shadowy line and began to name people and dates. He remembered his own name and the moment when a Japanese machine gun shot him down. The parents tracked down the incident and discovered that indeed an American pilot by that name had been shot down in the manner described. Survivors in the Air Force attested to the details recalled by their son. Such events are more common in India, where a general belief in reincarnation removes the initial shock and disbelief that might lead people to keep such stories to themselves. One reads in the news of children who demand to be taken to a nearby village which they recall vividly as their last home. Once they return, it's not uncommon for the child to be reunited with relatives or even former parents. Psychologists inform us that this intense interest in former incarnations is temporary. By age 10, these memories fade and lose their obsessive quality. It's as if some souls take a while to get adjusted to their new place in time and space. The most detailed study of such children comes from the psychiatrist Ian Stevenson and his colleagues at the University of Virginia. Working from more than 2,000 case studies of children who vividly remember past lives, Stevenson and his colleagues have discovered that the most startling are those who carry physical characteristics from one lifetime to another. There are 14 examples of children who remember being shot to death in a previous life and whose bodies show a scar as if a bullet has entered the body with an opposing exit scar. Such children talk matter-of-factly about the afterlife. About half of those studied by Stevenson said they didn't go directly to heaven but had to wait in another place first, which corresponds to the crossing over phase. They report making decisions about their next lifetime once they got to heaven, choosing a new family and new challenges. As one girl put it, heaven isn't easy, you have to work there. Because they are often so young, children who report past lives are the strongest evidence that reincarnation isn't just a cultural artifact. There is also the convincing matter of convergence. All three categories of witnesses, children who remember past lives, people who have had an NDE, and people who have experienced being out of their bodies generally, agree on how the afterlife works. Are these children exceptional because they remember a past life, or are the rest of us abnormal in not remembering who we once were? I think neither answer is right, exactly. The function of memory is closely attached to strong emotions. Few people can remember what they had for dinner on a Tuesday last month, but if that dinner was the occasion for proposing marriage to someone you loved, it can be recalled for years. Similarly, these children seem to remember being wrenched from their old life, and this powerfully negative memory carries over beyond the boundary of death.